President Cyril Ramaphosa's economic recovery plans being debated in Parliament this afternoon. Ramaphosa laying out his plan last week, but there was mixed reaction, with analysts and opposition parties saying it's much of the old and it's far too vague. So what kind of response will he get this afternoon in Parliament? Babalo Ndenze, EWN parliamentary correspondent, joins us. Babalo, what kind of response do you think Ramaphosa's plan is going to get today?
Hi, Mandy. The president and the opposition parties will, get an even, better platform to pick apart the economic recovery plan by the president. We can almost predict what they're going to say based on what they said last week immediately after that plan was delivered by the president. It's much of the same that he said in the State of the Nation address earlier this year and even last year, some of the issues that were raised this time around. So opposition MPs, we can almost, guarantee that they will just reiterate what they said about the president's, lack of, this lack of detail in some instances in his economic recovery plan. They say that, for example, the infrastructure plans, he's mentioned these before earlier this year when he tabled his 500 billion rand stimulus package, to his finance minister. And so we can expect that at 2 p.m., at 3 p.m., I beg your pardon, when the debate starts. And, opposition parties were begging Parliament to allow for a debate on the economic recovery plan, which will be in the same format as the State of the Nation address, where the president first delivers the address, and then the following week, members of Parliament, have 2 days to debate it, where he then responds to the debate. So we can expect maybe more from the president when he responds to the critique from the opposition parties as well. So, in terms of getting something new from the president, maybe we'll get some of that when he responds to the debate.
So, Babalo, what kind of format is this debate going to be taking? Will it be in person? Will it be virtual? Because I can just imagine the chaos of the speaker trying to get people to mute themselves and, motions and all kinds of things happening if it's virtual. So what kind of format will it have?
It'll take a hybrid format. They only have a maximum number of MPs allowed inside the chamber. I know the ANC is allowed 90, I think, of the 160 individuals allowed inside the chamber during a hybrid session. So we can expect some members in the House, as we saw last week and yesterday during, the National Assembly session. So it will take a similar format to the ordinary session that we had yesterday, where some members will be linking in virtually and others will be speaking from the podium. But, from inside the podium, we can expect, some kind of emotion, and we can expect a atmosphere that we are accustomed to when members do get together inside, even though the numbers will be less, than the normal 400.
Babalo Ndenze, EWN parliamentary correspondent, thank you very much. I forecast absolute chaos if they're going to be doing this in a hybrid format. Can you just imagine motions, points of order, please mute yourself, speaker? I wonder how that is all going to work. Can you imagine that kind of format happening with our parliamentarians?